KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Really happy to welcome somebody who performs at Irvine Improv once a year and totally sells the place out for several nights. Maz Jobrani on the line with us. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm very well. Of course, it's almost like a homecoming for you to come to Irvine, right? Because it's like Iranian little Persia almost, right?
Yeah, I always say I feel like I'm going to Tehran whenever I go to Irvine. You guys got a lot of Persians down there, and they come out in droves, and I love it. I love their support, and then it's fun because you know we also get non-Iranians there, and we laugh a little bit, we dance a little bit. It's an experience.
Wait, how much dancing happens during your set? I didn't realize this.
Well, I'll tell you, dancing at the top, I always come out with some good high-energy music, shake my tush a little bit, and get the crowd going. It's actually kind of funny, I was saying, because, you know, Middle Easterners in general love to dance, and people don't know that much about us, because usually when you see us in movies, we're not dancing.
No, you're not. You're definitely not dancing.
Yeah, we're killing someone in the name of Allah, you know, so that's the movies we usually do, but... we love to dance, and I was saying it's kind of funny because when I come out on stage with the music, the Middle Easterners all start clapping like it's a wedding or something, and the non-Middle Easterners are kind of like shocked. They're like, what's going on? And I was saying this is actually a great way to out Middle Easterners. Like if you ever want to, you know, if TSA could start using it, if they really want to know like who might be the Middle Eastern guy that might be up to something, just play some music, and if the guy starts dancing, that's your guy.
Maz Jobrani on the line with us. He's performing at Irvine Improv starting this Thursday all the way through Sunday, irvine.improv.com. That's where you can grab some tickets. Why do you think Irvine is so Persia capital? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. You know, I live in L.A., and my mom actually lives in Westwood, which is also another big Persian pocket. And Irvine, I think it might have to do with, you know, obviously the weather's nice, so it reminds us of the old country a little bit. And there's also big homes. We like big homes. We like marble. I think Irvine does a good job of allowing us to have these big, gaudy homes. That might be part of it.
Yeah, that could be it. I want to introduce for a second. Our intern is in here. His name is Corey, and he grew up in Irvine. So he grew up all around Persian friends, and he's a fan of yours and has seen you perform. And Corey, you think he absolutely nails it, right?
Every single time, man. That's crazy.
Thanks.
My friends
Thanks,
all
brother.
Come out
Corey,
there.
I'm happy to know you grew up around Persians. It's funny because we all, I grew up in Northern California, so I grew up around a lot of white people. So you and I kind of had the opposite experience.
Yeah, you had cheeseburgers, I had kebab.
Exactly. But it's amazing that I love, like, a lot of my American friends got to know the culture so well, and they were taken in by the family. So, like, you know, I'm sure you had the kebabs and the gourmet sabzi and the...
Oh, yeah.
And did they call you Corey June?
Corey
June.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Corey June, just so you guys know, means deer. June means deer.
That's right.
And so you put that in anyone's name. So, you know, Corey becomes Corey June, and we just smile and take you in, man. We're good people.
Now, I do want to talk about this. You're halfway through funding your new movie, right? Do you want to tell us about it?
Oh, no, we're beyond funding.
You're beyond funding.
We've got the funding for the new movie. The movie's called Jimmy Vestwood, American Hero. It's basically like a Persian Pink Panther.
Okay.
And it's this thing, because, you know, again, what I was talking about earlier, how, you know, 9 times out of 10, you see Middle Easterners are negative in American movies. So I've written a movie, it's a comedy, and this guy's the hero of the movie. And the tagline of the movie is, you don't have to be American to be an American hero. So I play Jimmy Vestwood. I'm this guy who's had this dream of coming to America to be a private investigator. But of course, I come to America, and the best job I can get is as a security guard in a Persian market. And then... and then somebody hires me to do a PI job, but the person is actually trying to set me up because they are trying to find a reason to go to war with Iran, and I'm the bumbling idiot they're going to set up.
Okay.
So anyway, long story short, it's a comedy, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're actually filming it end of October and into November, and as a matter of fact, you called me as we're scouting. We're looking at locations here. We didn't need a mansion, actually, so if any Irvinians down there have a mansion they want to let us use for a few days, you know, get in touch. Let's do this. Let's make this happen.
Yeah, we're down here in Laguna Beach where like three Persian mansions come to mind when you say that. So maybe someone will call you.
Yes, please call me and let's do this. We will come down to your mansion and shoot, and we'll even bring you some Persian sweets as a thank you.
So how did the crowdfunding thing work? Did you use Kickstarter or?
We used Indiegogo, and it was actually interesting. This is what was interesting, but I have 150,000 followers on Facebook, on my Facebook fan page. And so we set up Indiegogo, and we're like, look, if everybody gives $1, there's 150 grand. We're good to go.
Right.
So we set our goal at 250 grand. And then we launched, and it was funny because I think a lot of people still are new to this idea. They don't really get it.
Sure.
So I'm sure people were like, why is he begging for money? He does shows. People show up, use his own money. What does he need my money for? But it was funny because, like, so we launched, and like a week goes by, 2 weeks go by. We're like maybe $7,000, and we start getting nervous. We're like, oh, my God, what is going on? So then I go to my web guy, and I'm like, dude, I got 150,000 people on Facebook. What's the deal? And I go, find out where these people are. And so he does like a whole research thing, and he looks at it. And, you know, you look at the stats. And he's like, oh, I just did the stats. All right, so listen, out of those 150,000, 30,000 are in Egypt, 20,000 are in, like, Jordan, 10,000. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I go, wait a minute. I was like, so my fan base, I go, I can't make a movie, but I can start a revolution. You know? It's like, put a post up, you know, to meet me in Tahrir Square. The government must fall. They'll show up.
That's great. Fun. Well, we're looking forward to it. Jimmy Vestvo, an American hero, that's coming out. When? Do we have any idea?
That should come out next year. So what people should do is they should just follow me. Either go to MazJobrani.com and enter their email address, and I send updates from there. Or they can follow me on Twitter. I tweet a lot now, at MazJobrani, or Facebook.com/MazJobrani. Those are three ways to stay in touch, and I will let people know once it comes out next year.
That's great. Well, Maz, we will definitely tweet this interview out this morning, so be on the lookout in your at section on Twitter.
Beautiful.
And we're looking forward to seeing you this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. That is four or five shows, actually, at Irvine Improv. You can still get tickets online, irvine.improv.com. And thanks so much for taking the time this morning, Maz Jobrani.
Thanks a lot.